Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Tuesday, January 30th, 2024, 9:08 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing great.
Good.
Yeah. Man, I'm loving this summer weather.
Yeah.
I was driving around last night about 9 o'clock, 9:30. It was 45 degrees in Monticello at 9:30 last night.
Crazy.
The snow's melting, at least in the low country, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Weird January, and hopefully we'll get some cold weather, but can't help but enjoy what we have right now.
Yeah.
So, well, very good. Again, it's morning show on Red Rock 92. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look, missing person alert for Kathleen Cly, 46-year-old woman listed at 5'5". Kathleen was last seen wearing a black shirt, a black hoodie, black pants, and brown shoes. She was last seen in Monument Valley, Utah on Thursday, January 25th. The Kayanta Police District is asking for help in locating her. If you know where she is, give them a call at 928-697-5600, 928-697-5600, if you know where Kathleen and Cly is located. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, including the latest out of the Cortez School Board. They heard a couple of different folks at their January board meeting. That's according to a report from Bailey Duran with the Cortez Journal. Members of the board received several reports, including STAR assessments taken in 2023. Those assessments provide data about students' performance in key subjects. Kemper Elementary School said they saw growth in several subjects, as well as Lewis Areola. Mesa Elementary said that they are showed growth while they're working on some subjects as well. Additional information about those testing in Montezuma schools can be found in that latest edition of the Cortez Journal, also available online at the-journal.com. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7, and looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, the housing needs assessment for San Juan County began last night, or at least the public meeting portion of it did. They had a meeting here in Monticello at the Hideout Community Center, and that occurred last night. They've got two meetings taking place today. There's one at the LaSalle Community Center from 1 to 3 p.m. That's for San Juan County residents of Spanish Valley and LaSalle. Later this evening, they'll have a meeting at the Blanding City Council Chambers from 6 to 8:30, that's for residents of Blanding, Westwater, and White Mesa. And, of course, anyone else can attend as well. But I've got a series of meetings tomorrow. They've got one in Bluff, and then the day after in Monument Valley. So, again, that's a housing study underway in San Juan County. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings for you coming this way on the Red Rock Morning Show, including the Artful Life. Coming up, we'll go ahead and take a break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
It's a new year, and Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez has everything you need to stock up and get organized. 27-gallon heavy-duty storage totes are just $12.99. Buy three Ace furnace air filters, get one free. Plus, check out the great deals on Ego Power snowblowers and start your home project with savings on Milwaukee and DeWalt power drills and accessories. It's all part of the Red Hot Buys all month long at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Kick off the start of the year with us at Ute Mountain Casino. Spin your way into January with the Winter Wonder Wheel every Saturday at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. Lucky winners will be drawn to spin the wheel for a chance to walk away with up to $2,000 in cold, hard cash. Fuel Up Fridays from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. One drawn winner will win a $200 gas card. Fuel up your adventures and experience the joy of winning at Ute Mountain Casino.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Start the new year off with a faster internet experience from Emery Telecom. Right now, new customers get their first 4 months of residential e-fiber internet free. Unlimited data plans start at $59.95 a month, and discounts are available for qualifying households. Plus, free installation and equipment with no term contracts. Give Emery Telecom a call right now. 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emerytelecom.com. Emery Telecom, your local advantage.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-216-9922. That's 1-800-216-9922. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-216-9922. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Well, good morning. We welcome you back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Tuesday, January 30th, 2024, 9:16 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle with Bill Boyle, taking a look at some news in the Red Rock listening area. Some news on a court case out of Colorado where a Mancos man was convicted of vehicular homicide last week in Cortez for killing a passenger in a crash on Colorado Highway 184 in 2021. According to a report from Bailey Duran with the Journal, the jury deliberated for 3 hours before convicting the 63-year-old man of Mancos of killing one passenger and injuring another in a high-speed crash that came after a night of drinking. According to prosecutors, the man's passengers asked him to slow down. Instead, he sped up. And again, 58-year-old Mary Murphy of Phoenix died in the crash, while Houston Lee Davis of Mancos, who was 22 at the time, suffered a broken neck. Prosecutors put a focus on Chilling's past behavior. Defense claimed that he wasn't driving, and the jury came back that he was guilty on all 8 counts. Got a lot of additional information there in Bailey Duran's story, including a connection to a Paramount reality TV show, Bar Rescue, as part of the evidence. Anyways, a very interesting story. If you want to read more about that, check it out in the Cortez Journal. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, taking a look at some other news in the listening area. Grand County approved a glamping eco-resort in Trotta, Moab, getting the green light to pitch its tents at the intersections of Highway 191 and 313. That's according to a report from Gwen Dilworth with the Times Independent. Grand County Commission approved the overnight accommodation zoning overlay for the development. First, it's approved in 18 months. at their January 16th meeting. They hope the developer says they hope the site will be open a year and a half to 2 years, and they'll, of course, still require a site plan and receive plat approval. The 16-unit retreat will include an activity center, two swimming pools, and trails. It anticipates a daily rate average of $2,000 per unit and projects the TRT transient room tax generated from the project will be comparable to a 150 hotel room charging $200 a night. So they hope that it works out well. And again, approved by Grand County Commission. You can read more about it in Gwen Dillard's report in the latest edition of the Times Independent.
Boy, that is glamping, glamorous camping there. $2,000 a night. That's not that. That's is what they put in the paper. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So the equivalent of a 150 bed motel.
That's what the developer is saying. Yeah, you know, and I think the other reason possibly why the Grand County Commission was excited about it too is you know, that it's this eco-friendly resort as well. You know, they're trying to have smaller impact compared to other developments on similar sites. So, yeah, kind of an interesting project. It'll be interesting to see how that moves forward. But again, Grand County Commission, by a vote of 6-1, approving that.
It's about 10 miles north of Moab, right on the turnoff to Dead Horse Point and the Island in the Sky District of Canyonlands. Moab Giants. There's a lot of development there.
Yeah, there is. Yep. Yeah, there's a lot going on out there. Of course, there's also Utah Raptors State Park that's kind of coming online on the other side of the highway. Yeah, that's becoming a
went to a wedding reception up there. There's a little reception center about a mile west of the intersection that, man, it's just, what a beautiful setting.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see that develop.
Yeah, well, and it's interesting too. I mean, we've already started to see, you know, plans and that stoplight, you know, in Spanish Valley, not quite San Juan County. But I wonder that intersection, as it increases in busyness, if that may end up becoming a lighted intersection at some point.
A traffic light there makes some sense. You know, there's, in addition to Moab Giants, of course, there's that glamping Sun Outdoors Canyonlands Gateway and Under Canvas Moab, all there in that area. But this will be it sounds like a quantum leap above that. $2,000 a night. That's,
yeah.
That must be a pretty big mint on your pillow.
Yeah, it's crazy what these folks have figured out how to charge all these people with so much money. I remember there's a place over by Kanab, so the other side of the state, that, you know,
Amangiri.
Yeah, it's got, you know, just incredibly expensive rates, and see, you know, really you know, famous people staying there, and it's like, man, I don't know what the difference is between that and the tent that you can put out, you know, out there in Dry Valley, but apparently it's a difference.
Yeah. Well, and pretty cool. Speaking of Dry Valley, you know, there's the glamping Canyonlands. There's the new resort out by
Looking Glass Rock,
mm-hmm. and Big Indian has a proposed. Anyway, people come to this magical place in the world. They want to experience it at its most raw, but its most comfortable too. That's not a contradiction. But anyway, pretty remarkable the development in properties to spend the night, get a good night's sleep.
But again, it's just you know, it's just different, you know, levels of economic success that you're going to pay. You know, obviously, I think there's some, you know, some economic price points that you can do some glamping, and it's pretty cool, and, you know, not going to break the bank. But, you know, again, I don't, you know.
Well, obviously, people are willing to pay for it. And yeah, that Amangiri Resort is just incredible. It's in Big Water near Lake Powell. Mm. But it's all over the place. And people who have experienced it are willing to pay a premium to do it. I have this gnawing fear. I stay awake at night. I've never been on a cruise. Mm. I think when I'm in my mid-80s, I'm going to go on my first cruise and then spend the rest of my life why didn't I go on a cruise earlier? Maybe that's what glamping's all about. I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's marketing. I think of that Kanab place. I can't imagine that they're doing anything, you know, that amazing that Glamping Canyonlands isn't doing. Or
yeah, this, you know, they had a reality show. Oh, what's the guy's name? A curmudgeon actor who Schitt's Creek.
Levy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the Reluctant Traveler is the name of this show. And they had one of the episodes that was, they stayed in Amangiri, but they went through Antelope Canyon, and man, it was a great, it was really wonderful. They had a guided tour of Antelope Canyon with a native guide, and really delved into native culture, and it was really nice. But they stayed at Amangiri, and you know, I mean, the food that you eat, the people are willing to do it, and it's people that we've heard of. You know,
yeah,
I think
Eugene Levy.
Yeah. That's,
and again, I think it's marketing. I don't know.
Yeah. But. Well, see, but that's just me. I've never been on a cruise, but I'm going to wake up in my mid-80s and regret that I didn't go on a cruise until.
Well, I've spent a night out in the desert in a tent, and I can tell you that I don't know.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name.
Yeah. Hey, maybe we should play that later on. Well, we've gotten a little
sorry.
We've gotten a little off track, but that's all right. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area.
Yes, just this morning it was announced that funeral services for Stephen Nielsen Keel, Steve Keel of Blanding, begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Blanding North Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation is from 9 to 10:30 that morning. Keel was age 82 when he recently passed away. And there'll be a celebration of life for David Ovison at 11 a.m. on Saturday at Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. David's handle on the CB radio was Grumpy. So Grumpy Ovison, his celebration of life will be held on Saturday. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, very good. Well, thanks for that, Bill. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. It's Tuesday, which means we've got an edition of An Artful Life. We'll get you to that and be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
February 2nd, Groundhog's Day. There is a Pennsylvania Dutch superstition that if a groundhog emerges from its burrow and sees its shadow, it will go back into its den, and winter will go on for 6 more weeks. If it does not see its shadow, spring will arrive early. Truthfully, scientific studies have found no consistent theory that this prediction by a groundhog will come true. Some say there's a 36% accuracy. The Farmer's Almanac claims 50% accuracy. But the town of Punxsutawney continues the tradition. Distinguished men wearing top hats hold up its famed groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil. The groundhog is summoned at 7:25 a.m. As many as 40,000 people gather each year. It used to average only 2,000 until the 1993 film with Bill Murray and Andy McDowell. It's a movie in which Bill Murray lives the same day over and over. Groundhog Day sets the festivities for at least 10,000 people. Now it's even live streamed for those who can't attend. In southeastern Pennsylvania, the Grunsow Lodge celebrates February 2nd with food, speeches, and skits. If you don't speak the Pennsylvania German dialect, you pay a penalty of a nickel, dime, or quarter for each word spoken. In other locations, they've also adopted the tradition in New Jersey, Long Island, Hamptons, Staten Island, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Ohio, Illinois, Alabama, North Carolina, Georgia, Texas, and even Canada. Even Washington, D.C. got in the act at DuPont Circle, calling him Potomac Phil. But the best known is Phil in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. The name may possibly have an indirect reference to Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. This celebration came with German immigrants. Some trace the origins to Candlemas, primarily a Catholic festival, but it's also known in German Protestant Lutheran churches. The earliest recorded observance was in Punxsutawney Spirit newspaper in 1886. Clymer Frias, newspaper editor, designated the national groundhog meteorologist, and tradition has remained. The groundhog is the largest in the squirrel family. It's also called a woodchuck, whistle pig, land beaver, and marmot. These animals are climbers and swimmers building complex burrows, and they live up to about 6 years, with the average about 2 to 3 years in the wild. In captivity, they can live up to 14 years. The assembly at Gobbler's Knob in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, gather annually at the same spot. So, what's your guess? Will Phil of Punxsutawney see a shadow or not? Happy Groundhog's Day. This has been An Artful Life.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Tuesday, January 30th, 2024, 9:33 a.m., Bill.
Yeah, and that song we just heard, Staying Alive by the Bee Gees, was the number one song on this day in 1978, 46 years ago. It's taken from the Saturday Night Live, or Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. It was the second of six consecutive number one singles for the Bee Gees, tying the record with the Beatles for most consecutive number ones. Man, I tell you, if you were in 1978, Saturday Night Fever was the soundtrack, and the Bee Gees were the voice of that soundtrack, too. So, anyway, 46 years ago. That's crazy. On this day in 1948, Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated. He's considered the father of India. On this day in 1972, gunshots rang out during a protest in Derry, Northern Ireland. Became known as Bloody Sunday. 13 people were killed in that. And really just ramped up an additional step to the troubles in Northern Ireland. On this day in 1933, the Lone Ranger character was introduced on a radio broadcast in Detroit. So a fictional character. 1933, it seemed like that it had been around forever, but it's less than 100 years old, this the Lone Ranger. What day is it today? It's Yodel for Your Neighbors Day. So keep that in mind if you hear some strange sounds.
Don't worry, folks. I got my finger on Bill's mic.
Don't worry, folks. My yodeling is not radio eligible. It's Plan a Vacation today. I guess every day is Plan a Vacation Day. Today is do something about planning your vacation. Get off the dime and make that plan.
Well, that usually works when it's January 30th and it's freezing outside.
Yeah.
When it's as nice as it's been, I don't know if people are going to be as motivated.
Plan a vacation to come here to the Red Rock Country.
There you go.
It's National Inane Answering Machine Message Day. We'll have to change our message. Answering machine message. I was just listening to ours at the radio last week, and it said we were closing for the state football championship or something. You got to update those messages.
Yeah.
Man, it's embarrassing. And it's National Croissant Day. That sounds good. Birthdays today. Christian Bale is 50 years old today. A great actor. Singer Phil Collins, 73 years old today. He joined Genesis in 1970. Solo career and started in 1981. He provided the music for Disney's Tarzan. It's interesting. I know Phil Collins in a certain way, and my kids know Phil Collins as, oh, that's the guy who sang in Tarzan. But I know him as Genesis, and then he became, anyway, he's had quite a career. His Genesis was not Genesis in 1970. He started as a child actor. There was a British version of Oliver. When he was a young kid, and he was 14 years old, he played the Artful Dodger in this movie, child actor. So I didn't know that about Phil Collins. Actor Gene Hackman was born today in 1930. That makes him 94 years old. Man, he's one of the greatest actors of all time. It goes on and on, his movies. Bonnie and Clyde, The French Connection, Mississippi Burning. Boy, he could be the most likable character and the most intimidating character. And anyway, Gene Hackman, he retired from acting and completely retired. He hasn't been on the screen in many years. He's 94 years old, for heaven's sakes, but hope he has a wonderful birthday. Happy birthday locally to Pete Sands, Jamie Bailey, Amy Camacho, Wanda Skinner, Josh Greitz, and Linda Raymond. If you want to give a birthday shout out, give us a call. 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope you have a nice birthday on this Tuesday. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the show, we got the on-air job fair. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7, brought to you in part by morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections. They offer weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services, radiology and ultrasound technologists, and a medical biller. Also, the Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade at sanjuanhealth.org. San Juan County has a number of openings, including a victims advocate, light equipment operators in the North and South districts, and a sheriff's deputy in the North District. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancuchu's restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Torrent role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has an opening for a diesel mechanic at their facility in Moab. It's full-time work and pays from $22 to $27 an hour depending on experience, and it includes a great benefits package. You'll work on a variety of diesel and gasoline vehicles and equipment. Download an application online at swssd1.org or call 435-259-6314 for more information. The mailing address is 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time physicians with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a few open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, a senior mine engineer, and a chief mine engineer. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, radiology department, and a marketing assistant. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
San Juan County is conducting a housing assessment and needs to hear from you. This is your chance to voice your opinions about housing costs and availability in San Juan County. Be sure to attend one of the 5 meetings that are scheduled this month. These public meetings will be held in Monticello, LaSalle, Bluff, Blanding, and Monument Valley during the last week of January. For more information and to RSVP, visit the San Juan County Economic Development and Visitor Services Facebook page. page. That's facebook.com/SanJuanEDVS.
It's the after Christmas sale going on right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Come check out the great deals on all kinds of items as we sell the old to make room for the new. Save big on home linens with our January white sale. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you bring in the new year with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Start off 2024 right at the Walker Drug After Christmas Sale. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Right next to Walker's True Value.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs. Call them today.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. Consignments will be accepted March 14th through April 3rd from 8 to 6 daily and April 4th from 8 to 5. The deadline to list items on the advertising flyer is March 3rd. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-216-9922. That's 1-800-216-9922. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-216-9922. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. It's high school hoops tonight with the Green River Pirates hosting the Monticello Buckaroos in a big Region 15 rivalry matchup. Tips at 7 p.m. and you'll hear all the action live on Red Rock 92 with video at streamutah.live. Other matchups on the hardwood tonight. The Monument Valley boys and girls are at Navajo Pine. Both White Horse teams are hosting Pinnacle. The Dove Creek girls are hosting Mancos in a showdown between local teams. The Grand County girls are at Panguitch, and the San Juan girls are at Duchesne. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. All right. Again, it's Tuesday, January 30th, 9:47 a.m. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. Phoenix Suns got a win in Miami yesterday, 118-105. Eric Gordon, the lead scorer for Phoenix with 23 points. Denver Nuggets at home defeated the Milwaukee Bucks, 113-107. Jamal Murray with 35 points in the win. And the Utah Jazz were in Brooklyn taking on the Nets. They fell to the Nets, 147-114. But the Jazz will have to bounce right back. They'll move just a few boroughs over to Madison Square Garden in Manhattan. Take on the New York Knicks tonight at 5:30 p.m. That'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.